tips from our dog care and welfare team. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes. Tips from our dog care and welfare team. Looking after our dogs. Dog care and welfare at Guide Dogs. At Guide Dogs, the health, happiness and welfare of our dogs is a top priority. So we have a dedicated dog care and welfare team. They work closely with our guide dog owners, our wonderful volunteers and colleagues from puppy walking and training through to rehoming and retirement, all to make sure our dogs get the best care possible. Our dog care and welfare advisors, or DCWAs, are experts in canine health, dealing with common queries ranging from allergic reactions and sickness bugs to supporting when our dogs require specialist referral procedures. However, the role goes far beyond this and is as much about people as dogs. DCWA Paul Garty explains, "I started working in dog care at Guide Dogs in 1991, and for the last 14 years I've been a dog care and welfare advisor for the East Scotland team based at our Forfar Regional Centre. We are here to support individuals with all aspects of their dog's health and well-being, so it's a really varied role and no 2 days are the same. We talk to guide dog owners, brood bitch holders who look after our guide dog mums, as well as to puppy walkers and our boarding volunteers who adapt quickly to a new dog. What unites them all is the desire to do the absolute best. We're also in constant contact with multiple vet practices across our regions, referral specialists and diagnostic centres, maintaining good communication and ensuring that our dogs get gold standard care at a fair cost to the charity. A vital part of my job is making sure that all the health information for a dog is recorded and stored accurately, both for the dog's health and for our breeding colleagues who use this information when planning future litters. We also track the health of pups at walk to make sure they are fit and healthy for entry to training and that any health queries have been investigated and recorded. The role demands good people skills as well as an affinity with the dogs themselves. Sometimes it's a diplomatic but vital conversation about a dog's weight management plan. Sometimes it's a sudden serious health issue. Sometimes, sadly, we're dealing with an end-of-life plan for an older or unwell dog. We always keep the dog's well-being at the centre of our decisions and give everyone the time and dignity they need. I'm a dog owner myself, and it's a heart-wrenching time, but we are there to support the owner and the dog with sensitivity and respect. Thankfully, our time is usually spent on happier outcomes, and it's all done with the support of colleagues inside and outside Guide Dogs. It's a real team effort to get the best outcome. Included here is a photograph of Paul Garty wearing an earpiece with his pet chocolate Labrador. We also deal with seasonal advice. It's summertime, so we need to keep thinking of our four-legged companions. All dogs can be affected by hot weather. Here are some tips to follow for hot, sunny days. Always ensure a supply of fresh drinking water is available. Puppies and dogs must never be left in parked vehicles or parts of buildings which can become hot quickly, such as conservatories or summer rooms. Exercise your dog at the very beginning or very end of the day. Avoid letting dogs sunbathe in the garden. Restrict them to shady areas or a cool part of the house. In very hot weather, do not free run or overly exercise dogs. Avoid working dogs during the hottest parts of the day. And restrict energetic exercise and games. Your local dog care and welfare advisor can provide you with further advice and support. Finding out more. There's lots of information about how to care for your dog on our website, including expert advice on how to adapt during the current coronavirus crisis. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk and search for dog care and welfare. If you have been affected by losing your dog, you may like to listen to our bereavement and loss podcast in the podcast section of our website. If you're struggling with the loss of your dog, we also work closely with Blue Cross's bereavement helpline. You can call and chat to a trained counsellor for support on 0800 096 6606 or by email via an online form at www.bluecross.org.uk/pet-bereavement-and-pet-2020. www.hospital-loss.com.